John Kelly, Catch and Release Laws Ensure Migration Crisis. By Neil Munro on December 31, 2018. Congress's toleration of the nation's catch and release rules is responsible for the migration crisis, outgoing Chief of Staff John Kelly told the Los Angeles Times. The newspaper said. He blamed immigrants and lawmakers, not the White House, for the tense situation at the border, where thousands of Central Americans are stranded in Mexico. And two Guatemalan children have died in Border Patrol custody in Texas and New Mexico this month. One of the reasons why it's so difficult to keep people from coming. Obviously, it'd be preferable for them to stay in their own homeland, but it's difficult to do sometimes. Where they live is a crazy, oftentimes conflicting series of loopholes in the law in the United States that makes it extremely hard to turn people around and send them home, Kelly said. If we don't fix the laws, then they will keep coming, he continued. They have known, and they do know, that if they can get here, they can, generally speaking, stay. The LA Times report, like many other outlets, buried Kelly's condemnation of the House and Senate leaders' passive support for the many catch-and-release laws and rules which allow the cartels to profitably smuggle workers up to many eager employers in the United States. The LA Times submerged Kelly's judgment under 46 paragraphs and numerous slams on President Donald Trump, including the claim that Trump's effort to enforce border law is a harsh immigration measure. Kelly's charge is being hidden even as Democrats and establishment media outlets praise him for using his power to muffle Trump's pro-American policies, including his preference for a lower level of overseas military activity. The newspaper also tried to smear Trump's border defense push as a campaign scare while also admitting that migration is rising amid congressional passivity. Asked if there is a security crisis at the southern border, or whether Trump has drummed up fears of a migrant invasion for political reasons, Kelly did not answer directly, but said, "We do have an immigration problem." From the 1980s to the mid-2000s, apprehensions at the border, the most common measure of illegal immigration, routinely reached more than 1 million migrants a year. Today, they are near historical lows. In the fiscal year that ended in September, border authorities apprehended 521,090 people. The cheap labor policy widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. Immigration also steers investment and wealth away from towns in heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations who prefer to live in coastal cities. In turn, that investment flow drives up coastal real estate prices, pricing poor U.S. Latinos and blacks out of prosperous cities, such as Berkeley and Oakland.